everybody, and happy Friday Eve. Welcome to the show. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the things that I love best about this job, and I'm truly thankful for these opportunities, is when I can talk with people across the aisle. I generally consider myself a Democrat, a centrist Democrat, if you will. And so it is a real humble privilege and honor to be joined by GOP State Representative Duke Tucker, proudly representing Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District, because he's introduced legislation that I've been talking about for so gosh darn long. It is democratic system reforms to help ensure that all of us truly have our voices represented in our government. Term limits. Representative Tucker, thank you so much for joining me and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I didn't know you're a Democrat, never heard of your show before. So it doesn't matter to me either way.
I love that. That's the important part. And yep. I want to ask you, what you're relatively new to elected office, and you were elected to the assembly for the first time just last year, and out you come with what I'm going to call some banger legislation, term limits. What brought this to the fore? Why did you think this was so important for you to introduce?
Well, I think it's what constituents want to see. I mean, whether you're independent, Democrat, or Republican, the job of a representative is to do exactly what the title is. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I'm pretty new to politics. I've really never thought about term limits a lot before, but I'll tell you, it just seemed like the right thing to do. I'm not a career politician type. And I think by the time 8 years goes by, I don't want to be the boiled frog. I'm going to be authentic, and I'm going to move on to bigger and better things when I'm done with this fish tank. So.
I love it. Well, I think that that's such an important viewpoint because, you know, we have so many elected officials that are in these offices forever, it seems like. So tell me a little bit about the legislation. What's the term limit that you're suggesting, and which offices are you suggesting should be subject to the term limits that you're recommending?
Well, it's pretty much all of our constitutional offices in the state. And, you know, state assembly, state senate, governor, DPI, all the state constitutional offices. It's really looking at an 8-year term. You know, like in the assembly, we have 2-year terms. So it'd be 4 terms of 2 years to equal 8 years. It doesn't kick you out of government at that point. You can still run for Senate and run for governor. And I guess I don't really have any people sign on to the bill other than Rod Krybek from the next district south of me here. And it's not real popular in our building, but that's okay. I don't mind.
This is what I found so surprising, Representative Tucker, is that so many elected officials give and make commitments to only run once or twice. So in effect, saying to their constituents, don't worry, I won't do this permanently. I don't think I have an entitlement to this job. Mm-hmm. And yet you've only gotten one co-sponsor of what I think is critical system reform legislation. Is this just rabid self-interest of your fellow legislators? Preventing people from stepping up?
I'm going to tell you, of course, I get questions in the building about my bill. And you got to remember, my bill isn't for term limits per se. It's to put it on the ballot so that the voters can determine whether there's term limits. And that's what I think is important. And I can make a good argument to not have term limits, too. We're talking about knowledge and institutional knowledge. You don't want to lose that, those sort of things. I get a good response to that sort of stuff. But I just feel like, you know, most people that go into politics, they're assertive. They got an opinion on things. We usually come from backgrounds where we've experienced different things. There's many committees within the building. For instance, I've been working at the telephone company for close to 30 years. I got some pretty good utility knowledge. And I didn't ask to be on that committee because I'm a stockholder at the moment, and I still work there full time. So I'm on other committees, but I've gone to the committee meetings, and yeah, they do a great job in that. But it doesn't take me 10 years of going to those committee meetings to understand what's going on in the utility world. So it doesn't work for me.
You've just hit on two things that I think are absolutely essential, Representative, and that is the urgency that term limits would create, right? Get in there, have your viewpoint, advocate for it, introduce legislation so that ultimately people are spending less time phoning donors and try to marshal up these funds that are needed for election and more time busy doing the people's business and forwarding legislation like you have. Representative, I also want to say, boy, you are chalking up some ticks in the credit column with me. You will not serve on the commission or the committee, excuse me, that deals with utilities because you're a stockholder. That sounds like you and I also agree that, boy, do I wish our U.S. representatives and our U.S. senators were bound by those same rules, that if you own an individual stock that is subject to your committee's jurisdiction, you got to get rid of it. I don't even like it in trusts. I don't even like it in any way, shape, or form because they have access to insider information. That just seems so ridiculous to me. Sounds like you agree, sir.
Well, I do, but you know, don't make it sound like I'm some big wealthy person. I mean, it's a small company and I'm a very minor stockholder. But the thing is, I mean, I didn't get into politics for money. And to be honest with you, I didn't even look at whether or not it was a paying job or not until I was asked that door knocking. And wow. You know, for me, my wife and I, we've raised a couple daughters. They're very self-sufficient, independent. And we do all our own stuff. I mean, we've never hired anything out. We're just normal everyday Americans. And I think we need more of that. And that's one of the big reasons I decided to run is I just don't like it when people can't like solve a problem without arguing. Mm. And it just gets old. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to retire in less than a year from the telephone company. And I'm not going to sit around my shop or rebuild engines and transmissions and cut firewood and wonder if I could have done more for my kids and grandkids in that generation, because we're letting them down with what we're leaving behind when it comes to how we treat each other and everything else. So,
Representative Tucker, again, putting effectively your dissatisfaction, not sitting there and complaining about it in church pews or bar stools, but getting in there and actually putting your so-called money where your mouth is, pardon the expression, and saying, yeah, I'll run, I'll stand up, I'll try to fix what I see as broken. I admire that. We're getting some folks on the text line. I wanted to share that with you. Steve from Milwaukee says, term limits should be reflected in our elections. We've got to make them fair. Term limits might not work when we've got these gosh darn lobbyists that stay around from year to year to year. That's Steve from Milwaukee. Bob from Sauk City saying we've got term limits. They're called elections. We need more informed people showing up to vote every cycle. Dana from La Crosse already affirming that idea from Bob. We need informed citizens showing up in much greater proportions in elections. I agree with all of that, and I also think we need more people like yourself, sir, that really are doing this because they see a need and they're stepping up. They want to see different outcomes from government, and they're willing to, again, step up and raise their hand and run for office.
Sir, they're all great arguments, but I got to hit one of those.
Please.
So, you know, we do have term limits in place. You know, in 2 years, they can throw me out of office, somebody else will be elected, and that person will probably do a better job than me serving my family, my community, and my district. If they beat me and I give my honest effort, they're probably better than me. But here's the thing. We can trust people to elect people in or out of office, but somehow we can't trust that same very group of people to determine whether or not it should be term limits. And that's the part that bugs me, because there's, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars put into the most recent Supreme Court case or election. And it's gotten to be where, you know, I think when I walk in the building and maybe I make comments at caucus or this or that, anybody that's new to anything will say things that are maybe seen as being, you know, maybe naive or whatever. But what they don't realize is when you got a guy like me that walks in the room, I also see indications of people being there too long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes comments that are made that are so brazen that it just blows me away that you'll say it out loud. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think it's important. And it's no offense to my colleagues, because I get along with everybody in the building pretty well. I mean, Democrats, Republicans alike, whether they're new, whether they've been there forever. But the thing is, we should all be able to have positions without getting nasty about it.
It's interesting because, you know, we've got term limits in the presidency. We have them in other states. And I think there's a mixed view of this. I also having served in government at the city of Milwaukee level and at Milwaukee County for less than 8 years in both organizations, I know the institutional knowledge that I gained over that period of time. I know that there's value in that. I still am concerned about the power of incumbency in elections, I think is vastly underrated mm-hmm. by people, the name recognition, the fundraising power. And so one of the things, you know, when we think about these kinds of what I'm going to call system reforms, one of the things that I think is a goes along with term limits is talking about getting real about money in politics and these tens of millions of dollars you referenced in our last Supreme Court race. I don't care who I'm talking to. Nobody thinks that's good. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants billionaires trying to buy elections. I would guess, Representative, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, how do you feel about meaningful campaign finance reforms or requiring more transparency or those kinds of similar, what I'm going to call system reform efforts?
I like the idea, and that'll be another bill that I'll come out with. And chances are that won't see the light of day either. So, but the thing is, I'm just kind of trying to like be true and honest with myself. And, you know, I don't mean to make this sound like I don't take it serious, but there's a lot of people in the building that tell you, oh, this is an honor of a lifetime to serve in the assembly or whatever. And yeah, it's an honor, not an honor of a lifetime. Honor of a lifetime is being a faithful husband and a good father and a community member. You don't have to be in the assembly to do that. And I really think that, I mean, it's an honor for me to be able to meet the bride, my bride, because I could still be living in the backseat of my 68 Charger if I hadn't met her. So that means she gave me purpose and, you know, here I am.
Folks, this is Representative Duke Tucker. We're discussing his legislation that he introduced back in mid-June, suggesting that the people of the state of Wisconsin should decide if their constitutional officers should be subject to a two-term limit. In other words, 4 years a term, two-term limit for a total of 8 years of service. Mr. Tucker isn't suggesting that the legislature decide, but that voters would decide whether or not this is the best thing for Wisconsin. Sir, please, when you introduce campaign finance reform legislation, if you want to talk about money in politics, you give us a call here at Civic Media because we stand with you. And anybody who wants to talk honestly about the corrupting influence of money in politics, it's one of those things, you know, sir, I judge democracy by do the things that the vast majority of us agree about. And one of the things that the vast majority of Americans, no matter their partisan affiliation or their involvement in politics, that we agree about, no matter who polls, is that people want money out of politics. And yet, we're not seeing that happen in legislation. I think that points a bright light at these kinds of reforms to make government more responsive to regular folks like you and I. We're going to talk about some regular folk stuff because it is the summer, and my very special guest, Representative Tucker, knows something about one of my very, very favorite sports. We're going to discuss a little WIAA softball. Okay. If you've ever tried to hit a 70-mile-per-hour fast-pitch softball, it ain't easy. We'll discuss when we come back. Keep it locked. We've got Representative Tucker. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.